Hey, and good morning. It's time for another Tom and Shane podcast, and we're ready to go this morning. Shane finally got here.
You bet we are.
Glad to have you along with me, pal. Always a pleasure. Hey, if you're just joining us, say don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell, and you'll never miss another Tom and Shane podcast. And like us a lot, and leave a comment, because both Facebook and YouTube put some weight on that. So, and if you'd like to do things like this, if you'd like to present videos like this, so we use StreamYard for it. There's a free link in the description below. You can try it out, see if you like it. I mean, how hard could it be? I'm doing it. So, and if you want to support us monetarily, there is some costs involved in putting this on, and we would greatly appreciate you being one of our Patreons. And we hope that you will consider that. Today, we got to talk about Russia, and more Russia, Shane. almost like Russia Shana, I guess. I don't know. It's not.
Why not? That's all anyone's talking about. But before we get started, I want to wish you a happy St. Paddy's Day.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks for that. Yeah, of course, I can't wear green, but that's okay. That's an inside joke for us.
Yeah, that's right. Today, there's two types of people: those that are Irish and those that wish they were. So,
All right, good deal. Well, we've got to talk about Russia today. We've heard Ukraine to death, Shane, but I think we need a little Shane Russian history here to start us off with something that. We've got a lot of things to talk about when it comes to Russian history. So why don't you start there and we'll move on.
It goes clear back to the 16th century. And the emperors of Russia, the dominance they had for 400 years. And you know, their attempt to expand, the kingdom, is basically a Euro country with Moscow. And then, for no other reason, because there was nothing there but reindeer, they expanded across Syria to get to the North Pacific. And so they've always wanted a deep sea port in hot water, so to speak, or warm water, deep sea port. And, Catherine the Great and so on, her followers, one of the great things about and a difference, though, really with their history in that past 400 years is the emperors always tried to improve and expand the base of the Russian people, meaning the economy, infrastructure, shipbuilding, manufacturing, textile industry, furs. They didn't do a lot of exploring. So other than Alaska, that was sort of the only offshore property that they ever looked towards. You come through the 20th century, and of course, the World War I and the terrible losses and the Tsar's failure to know what he was really doing and the collapse of the government. And it was the total collapse. And of course, the communists stepped in and that roared along well, and especially after their leader died real mean guy that everybody doesn't like to talk about and killed millions in World War II. And, he died, and then he got replaced, and then along came Khrushchev, the new leader who almost started a world war and so on. So, they've gone from bad to good as far as leadership, and their policy's never been clear. Now you find this guy, Putin, who basically came in the late 90s. He's been in charge now for 20 years, but he started back in the 90s after the collapse in 92 under the Bush administration. And basically what you saw is a consolidation. All the commissars became capitalists, and they basically overtook all the government-run companies for nothing. And during this whole time, Putin built his base, his wealth, personal base wealth, and his own acumen for governance, because, you do need somebody to run a country. And as we all know, he took over, and then his prime minister took over, and, they swapped, swapping spit, you know, for 10 years. And then he just sat himself in the chair and he's been in charge. Now we come to today and his policy is nothing because, you know, it's a small country. There's 240 million people. It's like a, you know, what would you call it? It's like a Canadian company. You know, it's based on resource. It's a resource-based company, our country. Primary income is coal or oil and coal, gas, of course. And then, of course, minerals like, you know, diamonds all the way down to rare minerals. Not much of an infrastructure. With all the billions they've created in the last 20 years and trillions they've stolen, they've really not rolled it back in and expanded the opportunity for Russians. They built Moscow and Leningrad, but you know the mid cities of Russia are still in disarray for, you know, from 100 years ago. So now he decides he wants to expand because he thinks he can do it, and he goes into Crimea during the Obama and Biden administration. They don't do anything. He's fearful of Trump, so he didn't, you know, didn't wave a stick then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, along comes Biden again. He goes, oh, I've ridden this horse before, so let's do it again. And whether it's ego, it's vanity, it's a sense of wanting a legacy that maybe he'll be remembered for. He's now taken on a country that's sizable, has its own armed forces, and doing it very poorly. And the most important thing we want to talk about is, you know, yes, they have 1.4 million enlisted people in their military, but he's got 350,000 officers of that 1.4 million he's paying. Yeah. So they're all yes men, and you know, they're going to do what they're told or die, or worse, lose everything that he's given them. So how long does this last? Maybe not long. If the Ukrainians hold up, they may be able to scorn them, and if the world continues its rejection, which we want to talk about as soon as I shut up, you know, we'll find that their economy is vulnerable, and without exception, he's created and making a bad situation worse.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, Facebook is not carrying us, so we're not sure what's going on with that. I just got a notice of that. So, but we will have the recorded version on later, so we won't miss anything. The other thing, Shay, we need to talk about briefly: Russia invaded Georgia, and you know, that was some time ago. They didn't want Georgia to become a NATO state. Was the main reason for that, I believe, that they went in and they just kind of took that over. And we didn't get the reaction we're getting today because it was such a small country and it only took a few days to go in there and, you know, clean the house.
That's right. Belarus is the same thing. You know, they basically went in, you know, and replaced the government with, you know, one that's so they don't have to invade it. And, you know, we've watched, you know, over the last couple of months, which now has gone off the news, Belarus's border with Poland and all the people trying to get into Poland from Belarus. And the Polish don't want them because they're all Russian, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now with the Ukraine, that's different. I mean, 2 million people now, you know, 5% of the population has left Ukraine, and 1.4 million in like less than 4 weeks, Tom. 4 weeks, 1.4 million people have gone into Ukraine, and 300,000 children, and a large part of the 900,000 women. The rest are very old men. Mm-hmm. And this is turning in to worse than what happened in the Middle East with Syria and, you know, the refugees that flooded Europe. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it's a bad situation. It's just getting worse every day.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, in February, March of 2014, they invaded or annexed the Crimean peninsula of Ukraine. They wanted access to the Black Sea and, you know, some other, the pipelines are also there. You know, and again, they were trying to keep Ukraine out of NATO as well. So
that's right. And and this nomer about, you know, we want to cut off buying Russian oil. It's just a lie. I mean, it's an outright lie. I mean, people need to know that no ships are going in, no tankers. They can't get insurers. They can't find crews. No one's wanting to go into the Black Sea to load up on Russian oil. And they haven't taken Odessa. Odessa is a major port at the edge to the entrance of the Black Sea. And, you know, it's the oil port for Ukraine, of course. Maybe they want to try and take it intact. They should. They don't want to damage it if they do try.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, the strategy we're seeing here is bad. And the Ukrainians, you know, they're not going to give up. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they've been through this with Stalin, you know, you know, the millions starved in the 30s, the millions that died in World War II. And so it's this is a very up and coming country of 20 or 30 years of democracy that, you know, this was a very nice place. They're destroying it.
Well, it's, you know, it's a big wheat producer, a big grain producer, minerals. They've got minerals and everything that Russia has there. But 1 in 10 Russians are over 65 and their workforce is in shambles. They can't replace workers due to declining birth rates. Russia's skyrocketing levels of alcohol and substance abuse, a failing healthcare sector, declining life expectancy, and astronomical rates of HIV and AIDS and tuberculosis. And if you have Russia edging toward a failed state, and half of it is frozen tundra, it's non-arable land, Shane. So they need to do something. They've got to change something. Or I mean, they're gone.
That's right. It's a vast country, but like China is a large country, but both of them, only a third of it's inhabitable, really.
I mean,
China's the opposite. It's all mountainous and steep river valleys, and Russia's just open plain of steppe that's frozen in the winter and 3 feet of muck in the summer. So you've got a situation now where companies are leaving. McDonald's has closed 650 stores. You're still paying their 16,000 employees, but 250 companies have left. You know, IKEA's closed the 4 or 5 stores it had there, and Volkswagen's gone. And, you know, their GDP isn't that strong for them to try and endure this. It's just not one of these countries that's, you know, on the map. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, they've got a $1.7 trillion economy. I mean, that's the same size as ours. And we have 35 million people.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. Yeah. They're in trouble. They're in trouble. Oh, I mean, Putin knows it. You know, I mean, they're... Well, and also, too, they're talking about China's talking about using the ruble for oil or whatever, and I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to get they might try to get rid of the dollar as the reserve currency of the world, but what other government can back up their currency like the United States can? I mean, there aren't any.
Oh, that's right. I mean, you know, 5,000 new cases, the most in 2 years in China. And they shut down, you know, in an entire country, right?
You might want to turn your phone off.
Yeah, sorry. and so they shut down like 31 million people, and now they're boarded up in their homes and can't go anywhere. And so here we go again, you know, not no pun intended.
Sure.
But Russia on the other side, you have a vast number of people that are. I'm just going to turn my phone off, sorry.
Yeah, do that, please. It's bad enough we don't have anybody watching us, but
I guess.
We don't need the phone.
Oh, my
God. Jeez.
Sorry. Unfortunately, with the situation that he's dealing with, and you look at this and you go, why? I mean, there's no advantage to this. He hasn't gone in with enough people. Military-wise, to occupy it. We all played Risk. It's easy to conquer a country on the risk board, but you need a lot of people to occupy. Anyway, having said that, back to the economy. But when you've spent the better part of 30 years building up some trust and confidence of businesses, you know, capitalist businesses in the world, We've spent 10 years listening to stories of capitalists that invested and he stole the billions from them. We've listened to stories of assassinations of people that opposed him. We've listened to stories of oligarchs he's killed and stolen from him. Yeah. So it starts looking like a Saddam Hussein who's just like, you know, tripped a wire, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, so all the networks are gone. All the banks are gone. All the investment money's gone. And so what he's left with is his commodities. And, you know, he can't shut those off because then he's gone.
That's true.
You know, but well, I mean, you know, the Americans could make it an emergency dash with LNG, you know, liquid natural gas, LNG. Mm-hmm. They've got lots of ships. He cuts off his pipeline that's open to Germany and it shuts Germany down, but the Americans can fill that gap. You know, it'd take them 3 months to get it somewhat started again, and then another.
That's what I was going to say. That everybody's thinking about, well, Putin will use nuclear weapons. Well, all he has to do is shut off the gas to Europe, and it's over.
But see, you've got this covered. You made the call in North Korea that they were testing all these nuclear weapons and rockets for China.
Yeah,
and they fired off one of those supersonic missiles. You know, China gave them. A couple of weeks ago, and then said, "Oh, it's theirs. It's not." And then 2 days ago, he fires off one. And a week ago, we heard he called Qi and said, "Help me! I need military hardware." Well, they sent him some supersonic rockets that he fired off 2 days ago. Can reach New York in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So
you know,
there we go.
Again, you're back to potentially 1960 with Khrushchev pounding his shoe on the. You know, the desk at the United Nations.
Yeah, we will bury you. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, well, when or does this Ukraine invasion end, Shane? I don't know. It's gone on longer than Putin thought. He thought he was going to walk in and take this place over, and it didn't happen.
Well, with the number of troops involved strategically, the logistic problems he's having, and it is now coming. It's still winter, and it will be for another month. He's got that advantage. But if he can't get his logistics moving, if the Poles continue to get additional weapons, I mean, they have a vast number of just javelins, 6,000.
You know, the Ukrainians.
I mean, the Ukrainians.
Not Poland, yeah.
Yeah, the Polish, it's all come across the Polish border.
It'll come in that way,
From a strategic point of view, militarily wise, if in the next 10 days he doesn't make some real strategic moves that reflect conquering, which right now it's defensive. He's on the defense.
Yeah.
Then he needs an out, as they keep talking about what's the out going to be. And, you know, I think the Ukrainian president Zelensky will figure what's appropriate. I don't see dividing the country up or anything, because if the Ukrainians have him on the bar, they're going to hold him there and beat him down until he. It's Afghanistan all over again. And you know what got Afghanistan to win was, trust but verify Reagan. And he sent them Stinger missiles and tow weapons, and they wiped out the Russian tanks and helicopters. And they left. So, you know, this could go on for years, or it could be over 2 weeks. It depends on the logistics.
Well, the big problem is food and water for the Ukraine people. That's the big issue. Where are they getting food? Where are they getting water? Because water mains have been trashed. Gas lines are done.
All bad. It's bad.
You know, it's all bad. So,
but they're not going to give up for that, because quite honestly, they see that as a rallying call. Number one.
Yeah. Well, they do.
See it with the media and the president, up and and talking. Now that would be difficult if the Russians took him out. If they took out Zelensky, game changer, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I want to give a quick shout out to Benjamin Sledge. He has a book coming out in July of this year, Where Cowards Go to Die. And some of the information that we got today came from him. He's a writer on Medium along with myself.
Yes.
And so I wanted to give a shout out to him and check out his book over on Amazon, Where Cowards Go to Die. I'll put a link in the YouTube description below. And on our Facebook as well. So you can check that out and see if it's something that you want to do.
And, you know, I get a lot of my history and knowledge of Russia from Churchill's writings, you know, of Russia and World War II. Mm-hmm. You know, he rather large, voluminous set of books that he wrote for about World War II. So, it's a tremendous encyclopedia of Europe, you know, 100 years ago and before, because, you know, he covers all the background.
That's for sure.
And, you know, all the statistics and numbers you can get online, folks from Wikipedia or Google or all other sites, they'll give you information that's up to date. International Banking Fund, International Monetary Fund. Heck, you can even go on the CIA website. They'll give you information. I don't know if you should believe it, but you can get it.
Well, the CIA World Book, you can get, you know, their economy, their population, things like that. You know, I don't know how much other stuff is real, but anyway.
With your teasers, I want to throw up one now. Here we have the Fed raising the bank rate. Now, remember, you know, this is economics 101. When the Fed raises rates, the price of bonds go down.
Yeah. And the 10-year just went over 2%.
Yeah. This is not to raise rates on their debt. This is about getting people to buy it. So you listen to our Saturday show, and you'll get your Treasury news update from me. It's not improving, but we've got the numbers.
There you go. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, of course, we're live on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. Click listen now. That's all you have to do. There's no sign up. There's no joining. There's no club. Well, we're a family, but, you know, I mean, the door's open. There's no lock on the door. You know, come on in. Come on in and enjoy. No email needed, nothing like that. And if you missed any of our previous broadcasts or shows, they are all on KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you will be taken over there to where we are. And, we'd like to thank you for watching. And let me get rid of that thing there. Kind of hiding it. Subscribe. Ring the notification bell. Like us. Leave a comment because they like that on both YouTube and Facebook. And we, of course, Shane and I would really appreciate hearing from you and finding out what you think of the show and things you'd like to hear us talk about, any of those things. So
one thing real quick, because we're going to watch this, you and I. As of today, 200 rubles, one U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
Sounds like Venezuela to me. So
it does.
We got to watch it because, the inflation rate right now is 20%.
So, and China, I think 6-1, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Right. And Russia defaulted on its debts that it has, about 600 billion in debt that it has, foreign, you know, outstanding. If defaulted, they've got a 30-day window, but their assets are frozen. It's lockdown time, baby. We've seen this before.
And apparently, they're not looking at the oligarchs. The oligarchs don't seem to have any pressure on Putin. So I'm not sure what's going on. So,
You know, they've all made a mad dash to offshore with their boats and planes and trains and everything. And, you know, they've been selling off their market, which has been the cause of this downturn, as well as the economy in North America. Yeah. And it will continue. And the thing to watch is Bitcoin. When it turns, it won't be gold this time. It'll be Bitcoin that will turn and move. That means the market's going lower. When Bitcoin turns and moves.
Yep.
Like $4,000 or $5,000. You know the you know the market's going to get worse. Okay.
That's
the
for
selling
sure.
will have stopped, and now people will be moving to Bitcoin because money's chicken, right, Tom?
Yeah, it goes where it feels safe. That's for sure. So, well, Wendy's getting us on YouTube. So, Wendy, Bozeman's in the building. You bet we are. And so is Kamaloops. Kamaloops is in the building as well.
Yeah,
so
we are. Yeah.
All right. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We're going to get out of here, and we'll get the replay up as soon as we can, let people know who will try to watch us on Facebook, that we had an issue with Facebook. It's on Facebook's end. Everything else seems to be working, so they just sent me a notice. Facebook isn't taking us, so maybe we've been censored, Shane. Maybe Russia is not what they want to have broadcast.
You mean one of their people after 10 years caught up with us?
Wow. Well, apparently. I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out and see. So anyway.
Let me know, Thomas.
Captain I will.
Tom there. All right.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, and we will see you on our next video.